The U.S. recorded 121,000 new cases of coronavirus yesterday, another record high. Allison Valdez is an emergency room nurse in Arizona at the Honor Health Scottsdale Osborne Medical Center, and she joins us now on a Skype line. Allison, thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, it's easy to lose track of the fact as this election unfolds that the United States recorded over 121,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday. What do you think of that? I mean, what's the situation at your hospital? Are you preparing for another surge of patients?
We are preparing for another surge. We have seen an increase in patients coming through that are already testing positive, not just presenting with the symptoms, but known positive cases come in because their symptoms have just become unmanageable. I do believe that our ICU units are preparing for the surge as well. I believe they've hired travelers to kind of take some of the surge, as well as they've reached out to the ER for extenders for us to kind of facilitate some of the workload upstairs as well.
And do you expect it could be as bad as, say, last summer when there was a tremendous spike in Arizona?
I do think that the volume will be very similar. I'm not sure that I know the severity will be the same, but I do think that with colleges, schools opening up, we are going to see a huge increase in the patients that need management of care.
Well, at the same time that this latest surge is happening, your hospital, I understand, recently allowed family members to come in with patients. Is that a concern? Has that posed any issues for you?
It is a concern to me. We are doing kind of a basic screening at the triage desk, just a temperature monitoring. But however, you know, we are still struggling with enforcing the mask wearing of both the patient and the family member. So there's not 100% cooperation from our visitors at this time.
Oh, really? What are they telling you about that?
They're frustrated. You know, they take them, oh, can I take the mask off once you leave? Can I leave it off? Or can I go in and out to the cafeteria? And our rule is that once they're in the room, they have to stay in the room. And once they leave, that's it. There are no returns.
Yeah. And this is for people who very likely have coronavirus or have been diagnosed, right?
Correct. And they were trying to implement that if the patient is positive, they cannot have a guest. But unfortunately, if we're testing the patient and they are positive and the guest is already there, then we're asking them to leave. However, they've already been in the room, exposed, and are now going back out.
Yeah. Well, look, Arizona has a large Native American population. And of course, we know that community has been hit hard by COVID-19, including the Navajo Nation, which recently just announced more curfews as the cases rise there in northern Arizona, further north from where you are. But have you seen this disease in your own practice in the hospital affect Native people?
But tremendously. Tremendously. And they have come down from the north part of Arizona, but they have been our greatest mass of people with the coronavirus. Personally, I've seen more of the sick cases from the Navajo individuals. These are, you know, larger groups of family members in one home. You know, everyone's sick, everyone's got the symptoms, and they're actually pretty ill.
Meanwhile, once you finish your shift at the hospital, you go home. You have a one-year-old child. How concerned are you as things get worse and worse? How concerned are you about your own safety and that of your families?
I am concerned. I became a little neurotic with bleaching doorknobs, car doors, keys, my phone, changing at work, showering as soon as I get home. And I, you know, was hesitant to pick up my daughter until I completely felt like I was sterile and clean. You know, I had considered leaving her with my parents for a while, especially when the surge jumped up.
You must be tired.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean you haven't had time to do some political work. I know you and a group of nurses have written an open letter to President Trump blasting him for his coronavirus response. And look, you're also in a key battleground state of Arizona in the midst of this tumultuous election. So let me ask you, I mean, how important have the last couple of days been to you?
Significant. This is going to determine outcome of our economy, our community, our public, you know, the U.S. as a whole, healthcare, how seriously people take the spread of this virus and how we're going to manage it in, you know, in the future.
Yeah. Allison Valdez, an emergency room nurse in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for the work that you do and thanks for your time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to talk to you.